I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Radio Sports. Lots of local games took a hit yesterday as far as the schedule is concerned. It could be a little iffy tomorrow for spring sports as there is light rain in the forecast for most of the day. Teams trying to get some games in and meets and events on Thursday and Friday as the weather turns a little bit cooler and certainly rainy weather as well. Well, the WIAA has now announced more about the Performance Factor Initiative that's advanced through the process for the second time with a review of the winter sports for implementation in the 24-25 school year. An ad hoc committee consisting of 11 superintendents, district administrators, 6 athletic directors, 1 principal, and 1 principal athletic director proposed the performance factor process, which was approved by a 265-115 membership vote at the 23 annual meeting for implementation in the school year of 24-25. The initiative promotes school programs that reach a threshold of tournament success based on a performance point system allocated over a 3-year period. School programs reaching the 6-point performance factor threshold during the past 3 seasons are placed in the division containing the next largest set of enrollments from where the school's enrollments would place them for each respective sport, other than track and field and swimming and diving, which do not have a team component to advancement in the tournament series and sports with only one division. Schools are restricted to moving up a maximum of 1 division from the previous year's placement. This new initiative affords schools the opportunity to request a move down a division with lower enrollments. The classification committee reviewed 15 such requests for winter sports, including 8 for girls basketball, 6 for boys basketball, and 2 for boys hockey. The committee approved 3 requests in girls basketball, 2 in boys, and 2 in boys hockey. Additionally, 5 schools requested and were approved to move to a division of higher enrollments, including 3 in hockey, 1 in boys basketball, 1 in girls basketball as well. Teams that will be moving as concerned about the performance factor results include in wrestling, Fenimore, and Prairie du Chien. After their performance based on the last 3 years, it appears they will be moving up a division for the postseason for their team and individual events. The programs reaching the performance points threshold to be promoted and are initially assigned to a lower enrollment division based on their 24-25 series will be promoted back into the division they competed in during the most recent season's tournament series. In addition, the performance factor process affords schools the opportunity to appeal their promotion to the division with the next largest enrollment based on performance points. The WIAA will release the tournament series assignments for the 2024-25 winter sports later this spring. Elsewhere in sports, on the state scene, Brewer outfielder Christian Yelich has gone on the 10-day injured list with a lower back strain. The move announced Tuesday is retroactive to Saturday. Yelich's last appearance came at an 11-1 victory over the Orioles on Friday. The Brewers recalled utility man Owen Miller from AAA Nashville to fill Yelich's spot on the roster. Yelich was off to a blistering start before his injury. The 32-year-old is batting .333 with a .422 on base percentage, .744 slugging percentage, 5 homers, and 11 RBIs in 11 games. For the second straight night, the Brewers were defeated by a big inning. The San Diego Padres scored 4 times in the first inning on the way to a 6-3 win at American Family Field. Wade Miley took the loss. Padres starter Dylan Cease stopped Milwaukee on 2 hits and a run in 6 innings. Catcher William Contreras drove in both Brewers' runs. Manager Pat Murphy likes the way his team keeps battling.
For our guys to hang in there both nights with adversity, you guys have watched it right in front of you, the adversity we faced, you know, with the stuff not bouncing our way and the adversity we faced with injuries and things like that. It's just a credit to this ball club. I love who they are. They don't quit.
Freddie Peralta tries to keep San Diego from sweeping the series when he starts this afternoon's series finale. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere last night, Arizona was a winner over the Cubs 12-11. Dodgers 6, Washington 2, Mets 3-1 over Pittsburgh, Miami 6, San Francisco 3, Philadelphia 5-0 over Colorado. Detroit was a winner over Texas 4-2 in the American League, Baltimore 11, Minnesota 3, Toronto 5, the Yankees 4, Tampa Bay 7-6 over the Angels, and Cleveland beat Boston 10-7. Interleague action, Atlanta 6, Houston 2, St. Louis 3-2 over Oakland, Seattle 3-1 over Cincinnati. The Royals and White Sox, that game was postponed. Giannis Antetokounmpo isn't the only Bucks player not practicing this week as the playoffs draw nearer. Reports indicate point guard Damian Lillard is also resting what is described as a minor injury. Lillard is expected to be ready to go, and Milwaukee hosts the Pacers Sunday. Bucks sixth man Bobby Portis thinks the situation is being blown out of proportion. NBA analyst Stephen A. Smith is advising Milwaukee to trade Lillard if the team is knocked out of the playoffs quickly. He says the sharpshooter is not happy in Cream City. When he was first offered in trades, Lillard said he wanted to go to Miami. Keegan Murray scored 32 points, and De'Aaron Fox added 24, and the Kings stayed alive in the play-in tournament, eliminating the Golden State Warriors with a 118-94 victory. Sacramento advanced to play at New Orleans on Friday night with a chance to return to the playoffs as the eighth seed in the Western Conference. Zion Williamson's 40-point, 11-rebound showing in his NBA postseason debut ended in a worrisome way for the New Orleans Pelicans. He missed the final 3 minutes of a 110-106 loss to the Lakers in the Western Conference play-in tournament because of a left leg injury. Williamson is due for imaging today, and his status is unclear, heading into a do-or-die play-in finale against Sacramento on Friday night to decide the eighth seed in the Western Conference. The 2024 NFL Draft starts a week from Thursday in Detroit. The Packers have 11 picks this year, starting with number 25 in the first round. The draft will be held at Campus Meredith Park and Hart Plaza and will run for 3 days. The Chicago Bears have the first overall pick in this year's draft, and they are expected to choose USC quarterback Caleb Williams. The 2025 NFL Draft will be held in Green Bay at Titletown next year. Last year, the draft brought 312,000 fans to Kansas City. The Wisconsin volleyball team returns to action Friday with a scrimmage against Illinois Chicago. The first of two scrimmages in April is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Practices have been limited for Coach Kelly Sheffield's team because he has just 9 players on the spring roster. That means the team can't do any 6-on-6 work. The Badgers had 14 players on the roster last season. Former Badger guard Connor Essejian could play for the Indiana Hoosiers next season. He's an Indiana native. Essejian had a strong freshman year in Madison, scoring 11.7 a game. He lost a lot of playing time due to injuries and several new players available at his spot, resulting in a scoring average of just over 3 points a game. Essejian is visiting the Indiana campus today. The Hoosiers already picked up big man Omar Ballo during the transfer portal. Essejian is rated a 4-star transfer recruit this time. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.